Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Mem. We are holding on the top of daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're beginning the fifth paragraph of Maseches Nida. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. So we're beginning the fifth parak. The Mishnah is going to talk about whether Yotze Dofen has the status of Yoledes. That if a person has a C-section, does the mother have the status of Yoledes, both in terms of the Yemei Tumma and the Yemei Tara, as well as in terms of the Chiyuv Karban. The Mishnah is also going to talk about at what point we consider a woman to become Tmeya, meaning at what point does the Dam have to be, does it have to exit the body entirely, or at some point inside the body where she becomes Tmeya, as opposed to other types of Tumah, and also what the Shear is of Tumah, how much has to emerge from a person to become a Balkari, to become a Zav, to become a Zava, all of these different types of Tumah, so at what point they become Tameh, and what the Shear is of the Tumah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss just the basics for each Shita in the Mishnah as to whether or not a C-section is considered a Yoledes and what each one does with the other one's Limud, meaning they're all basing on Pesukim over here. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that even if you hold that a Yotze Dofen is considered a Leda for human beings, for animals it's going to be different. Who cares about for animals? There's no Din Tumatara, there's no Din of Karban. Yeah, but there's a din of vlados of kachim, that if you have a kachim animal that has a vlad, so is it considered a vlad kachim if it was not born in the natural way, if it was born through a C-section? So that's going to be the Gemara's chiddush, that even if you hold that a yotze dofen is considered a full-fledged leda for human beings, like Rabbi Shimon does in our Mishnah, you're still going to say that when it comes to animals, it's different, and the Gemara is going to show that from a braisa that in fact is correct, that animals are different than humans with regard to how we treat Yotze Dofen. And that brisa that shows that statement is correct takes up the entirety of Amud Beis. And then we'll even go into tomorrow's daf. So overall, the Perek is going to discuss not only Dinim of Yotze Dofen. The name of the Perek is Yotze Dofen just because that's the first two words. The Perek is going to discuss any sort of Tumah that's Yotze Megufo, and at what point it becomes Tameh, and it's also going to discuss different ages of people and what status is reached and what halachos begin to apply at different ages that a person might reach. So let's begin the Mishnah. Yotze dofen ein yoshven alav yimei tumah v'yimei tara v'ein chayavin alav karban. Tanakama says that when you have a yotze dofen, when you have a C-section, so there is no yimei tumah, there is no yimei tara for not the 7 and the 33 for a zachar, nor the 14 and the 66 for a nekeva. There's no carbon of a yoledes because it's not called a leda. But Rabbi Shimon Amar is a kiyalud. Rabbi Shimon says it's like a regular leda, and therefore there is yimei tumah, there's yimei tara, and there's the carbon of a yoledes as well. The Tosos raises the question. Tosos back on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph asked that we had a machlokas over there whether dam tumah and dam tara are mayan echad or shnei mayanos. According to Shitas Levi, that dam tumah and dam tara come from shnei mayanos, from two different sources inside the makar, and when one of them is open, the other one is closed. So it's a little bit more difficult to understand. Tosos points out, why is it that a yotze dofen doesn't have yimei tahara, meaning lechora, the mayan of tuma is closed, and if the mayan of tuma is closed for those 66 days or 33 days, there should still be yimei tahara. So Tos says, yes, even though it's true that there are shnei mayanos, any dam that comes from the makar is dam tamei, unless the Torah gives the mother a status of yoledes, and if she doesn't have the status of yoledes, then even the mayan tahar is tamei. Meaning, what makes something a mayan tahar versus a mayan tahar? The halacha makes it that way. That the Torah says that this is considered a tahar and that's considered tameh. So even though there may be two different sources, and even by Yotze Dofen, it may be coming from the source that is normally tahar, but it's only tahar if she's a Yoledes. When she's not a Yoledes, then the Torah is simply never mitaherit. Now the assumption seems to be that Yotze Dofen is a possibility. Rashi writes, Yotze Dofen means that they open up the mother's stomach, al yidei sam, and they take the baby out, and then the woman is nisrapes, and then she heals afterwards. So the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, is a pretty major comment, that the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, in the 8th paragraph of Maseches Bechoros, says that a Yoledes Derech Dofen could never live. It can't be that a woman can survive a C-section. It sounds that the Rambam assumes that it's just an impossibility. Obviously, nowadays it's changed. But how does the Rambam understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about Yimei Tuma, Yimei Tara, Karban. What's it shy to talk about if she's dead anyway? Meaning, obviously, we're assuming that it's possible. And the Rambam says, oh, when the Rambam's writing in Bechoros, why does it come up in Bechoros? Because we talk about if, let's say, a woman gives birth to two babies, one Derech Dofen and one Derech Rechem. So whether if the one that comes out Derech Dofen comes out first and the one that comes out Derech Rechem comes out second, is the one that's Derech Rechem the Bechor? So it has all discussion. So Rambam says, yeah, that's the only way it could happen that she could have a second baby after Derech Dofen is if it's twins, if it's the same pregnancy. But she can never get pregnant again after Yotzei Dofen because she's going to be dead after the Yotzei Dofen. That's how the Rambam understands. The question is, what does Rambam do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says very clearly that there's at least what to discuss, whether there's Yimei Tumah or Yimei Tahara. So in the Chachmas Petzal Sefer Anida, in the Pischei Nida, he points out that the Rambam must assume that she'll die, but not necessarily immediately, meaning she's definitely never going to heal enough to be able to have another baby, and that's what the Rambam's talking about in Bechoros, that she's not going to be able to get pregnant again and have another baby. But the death is not necessarily going to be instant. It could be that she'll just slowly deteriorate over a couple of months, and therefore there is an inyan of Yimei Tum and Yimei Tara to at least discuss. So that's how the Rambam must understand. Obviously, however you want to say it, Nishtana Ativim, where the Rambam wasn't familiar with how to do it, maybe in the times of the Mishnah they were, in the times of the Rambam they forgot, and now we figured it out again. But obviously, nowadays, it's Maisim B'chol Yom, that people are born Derech Dofen, and the woman could have many, many children after giving birth Derech Dofen. But that's the first Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether a baby that's born Derech Dofen is considered, whether the mother is considered a Yoledes, as far as Yimei Tuma and Yimei Tahara are concerned. This also comes up in Maseches Shabbos. There's a machlokas whether it's nima l'shmona, whether the baby gets a bris on the eighth day, and that it's even going to be docha Shabbos. That machlokas is within the shita of the chachamim over here that yotzei dofen does not have yimei tuma yimei tara, that does not bring the karbanos. Question is, it's true, it's all from the same parsha of the Torah, Isha Kisazria. The context of Isha Kisazria is not only teaches the dinim of tuma and tara, it also teaches us Mila, that Mila is Lishmona, that after the 7 days of Tumah of a Zachar, that you then have Mila Lishmona. So Machlokas is whether the Limud of Isha Kisazria to be Mema'it Yotzei Dofen is only going on the Dinim of Tumah Tahara in the Karban, or it's going on the whole Parsha, including the Mila. So that's Machlokas within the Sheet of the Rabbanan that we have in Maseches Shabbos. Obviously, we paskin that the Yotzei Dofen is that the Mila is not Docha Shabbos, so we don't do a Mila on Shabbos for Yotzei Dofen. So anyway, so says the Mishnah, another topic. Any woman who's becoming a Nida, from the time the dam leaves the uterus, and it's even though it's still inside her body, it's in the bayis hachitzon of the rechem, what we call the pruzdur, which is probably the vaginal canal, she's already tamei, even though the dam has not yet emerged from her body, because the pasuk, when it describes the flow of blood that makes her a Nida, it says dam yezova. Bivsara. So we darshan bivsara, that even if it's still inside of her, it's still in her basar, and it hasn't come out, la avira olam, it hasn't come out into the world, still she's going to be tameh. That's we kept on discussing throughout the Masechta the whole idea of tuma l'mafreya, that a woman finds dam, and we assume that she's tameh meis leis, mifkida l'fkida, that she's tameh l'mafreya. Why would you assume she's tameh l'mafreya? Because the dam could have been in the bayis achitzon the entire time, it just didn't emerge yet from her body. Aval azav ubal keri, but this is in contrast to a man who becomes a zav, or a man who becomes a bal keri, where the point of tuma is only when it exits the body, when the ziva or the keri exits the body entirely. Haya ochel betruma, if a Torah person is in the middle of eating truma, vihirgish in his dazwe varev, and he senses that shichva zera is about to come out of his body, he has this this tremor that he realizes that it's about to come out of his body. So what does he do? He cannot continue to eat truma if he becomes a balkari. So what he has to do is ochez ba'ama, he has to grab his aver in order to prevent the shikva zera from emerging, ubaleya es ha'truma, and in the meantime, swallow the truma that he has in his mouth. Because if he becomes a balkari, he's going to have to spit out the truma. That's Mishnah Maseches Trumos, and spitting out the truma is not a good option either, because that's going to be an issur of being mafsid truma. The truma has to be eaten, and you're not allowed to destroy truma. You're not allowed to be mafsid truma. So best case scenario is that he'd be able to eat the truma while still tahar, so he can prevent his tumma from coming for a few seconds by holding it back. If he were to swallow after the keri comes out, then he's going to be chayiv misa, because someone who eats truma betumas aguf, the pasuk says umesu bo ki chaluluhu, that he's chayiv misa for being mechalal the truma. The Gemara is going to discuss. But didn't we learn earlier that a person is not allowed to be oches b'amaso? He's not allowed to generally grab himself. So we'll discuss that in the Gemara. Okay, a third halacha in the Mishnah. Mitamin b'kol shu afilu that when it comes to Nida and Azav and a Balkari, at least the way Rashi understands about all these things, a Nida, Azav, a Balkari, that even if just a tiny drop emerges from the body, even the size of a Chardol, even less than the size of a Chardol, they're nevertheless going to be Tameh. Now the Yehuda learns from the Lashon of the Gemara that we're going to have in tomorrow's Daf that Makor Shizia Kishtei Tipe Margolios, the Gemara is such an expression, that if the Makor allows a moisture of two tipe margolios, two droplets come out, that's when a person becomes tameh, that bederech klal, the makar only expels two tipin at a time. And therefore, if a woman finds dam that's less than that shear, we're told that it's dam min atzadim, that it's not dam min amakor. When our Mishnah says, even less than a chardol is enough to be metamek, that's provided that she has a hargasha and she knows that it's coming min amakor. But al pirov, if it's just a single tiny drop, then we assume that it's not ba min amakor. There's an interesting discussion in Poskim. The Rama writes in two places in Hilchos Nida, in Siman Kuf Tzadi and in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, that even though generally speaking, when a woman has a stain, when there's a kesem, if there's something to be tola the kesem in, meaning even if it's larger than a penny and it's on white, and if there's something that you can connect the kesem to, that you could be tola it in, so then you could say, maybe it came from her hemorrhoids, or maybe it came because she was walking through a shuk shel tabachim, or maybe it came because she was being shochet et harnagol, something that she was doing that actually could have caused it to happen, or something that was going on with her body that could have caused it, that's not Tamnida. So we have a din of Taliya Biksamim, that we're told that maybe it came from there and that she's not Tameh. But Rama writes in two places in Shulchan Aruch, we don't do Taliyos in the first 3 days of Shivanakiyim. That the first 3 days of Shivanakiyim, it doesn't appear in the Gemara as such a Chumrah, but the Rama, based on Rishonim, as such a Chumrah, that it takes 3 days after a half Sektara to establish that she's Ches Mayana Sasum, that the Mayan that was open, that was exuding Dam Tameh, is now closed. So in those first 3 days, when she's still Cheskasa Mayana Pesuach, we're not told to assume it maybe came from somewhere else. But there are certain exceptions to that rule. For example, if a woman was never really Cheskasa Mayana Pesuach, you'd be allowed to be told during the first 3 days. Why is she counting Shiva Nakim if she was never Mayana Pesuach? Sometimes a woman didn't have a flow of Dam. She only became Tameh because of a Kesem in the first place. It was only a stain. It wasn't anything. So she never had a Mayana Pesuach. So we assume that she's always Mayana Sasim. But the Chachmas Adam suggests that even if she did have Dam that came from inside of her body, that came from the Makar, but if it was only one drop of Dam that made her Tameh, and now she's counting her Shiva Nakiyim because of that Tuma, she never had Mayana Pesuach. Mayana Pesuach is only when it's more than one drop of dam. And there, even though it's enough to make her tameh, tipis dam kechardol, even pachas mikain is enough to make her tameh, but it's not enough to say that she's Mayana Pesuach, that dam is open and that it's going to be coming out. And therefore, when it comes to the Shiva Nakiyim, she'll be able to have tlios in the first 3 days. That maybe is related to this idea that it's only when shtei tipe margolios that it normally begins the process of her becoming a Nida. It normally doesn't happen with the Tipas Dam Chalal. It could, and it will still be Metamei her, but that's not the usual way that the Makar produces Dam. Okay, so we have three halachas in the Mishnah. First halach, we had a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, whether a C-section is considered a Leida. That's what the entire daf today is going to be about. Second one is, at what point in the body the Tumah has to be in order for the person to become Tamei. So when it comes to a Nida and a Zava, just in the vaginal canal, it doesn't have to leave the body, but when it comes to a Zava and Balkari, it does have to leave the body. And third point in the Mishnah is that even if it's just a tiny drop of Zav, of Balkari, of Nida, even just a tiny drop, Tipastam Kechardol and Pachos Mikain, even less than a Chardol, tiny, tiny drop is enough to be Metame the person. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Maitai Mayu Derabanan. Where did the Rabbanan learn that a Yotzei Dofen is not considered a Leida? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when it comes to Yoledes, Isha Kisazria V'yolda Zachar, and then it goes on to say, and then she's Tamei for 7 days if it's a baby boy. So the word Tazria is L'chara extra. So it's coming to tell us Ad Shetele B'makom Shehim Mazra'as, that she's only going to have all of these halachos if she gives birth from the place that she became pregnant. So it has to be Derech Beis Achitzon of the Rechem and not Derech Dofen. If it comes out Derech Dofen, if it comes out as a C-section, then you don't have all of these halachos. What's Rabbi Shimon going to respond? What does he learn from the word Tazria? Rabbi Shimon, Hayhita afil lo yolda ella ke'in shehizria imo tmei aleda. Rabbi Shimon is going to learn that even if the baby comes out all nimalach, he's all disintegrated, it's not even a baby, it's just a fluid that comes out, that she's still going to be tmei aleda, meaning ke'in shehizria, just like it goes in, just as a fluid. So even if when it comes out as a baby, it comes out not really as an intact baby, it just comes out totally disintegrated, that's also going to be considered a Leda, and she's going to have the status of Tumas Leda. The Chachamim learned from Tazria that, again, Yotzei Dofen is not considered Tumas, the mother's not going to have Tumas Leda. So where did they learn this halacha, that even if the baby is disintegrated, so they don't need a pasuk to tell me that if the baby is disintegrated, that the mother's going to be Tamei Tumas Leda? Because according to them, even if the mother just is Mapil Ashilia, and you don't see a Vlad at all, we say that it's impossible to have a Shilya without a Vlad, and therefore we assume that there was a Tzuras of Vlad at the Shas Leda, and then later it disintegrated. That's when we had the Sugya earlier on Daf Chavav, and therefore Memela, the mother, is Tamei Tumas Leda. That's what Rashi writes over here. Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Kain says that even according to the Chum, I do need a pasuk to tell me that if a baby is machli, because it could be that the baby will be machli before the leda, that the mialedis will stick her hand inside the mother and will crush the vlad, and in a way that the baby is going to be machli when it comes out. So the Chum learned both from the word tazria, that both the yitzias havlad derech dofen is not considered a leda, and that a Vlad Machui is considered Leda. Both halachos are derived from that one word. That's what Tosos writes, that's what the Ramban writes, that's what the Ran writes. So the fundamental difference between Rashi and Tosos is that Rashi says it's unnecessary, according to the Rabbanan, to have a drasha about Machui, whereas Tosos, the Ramban, and the Ran say it is necessary, but the word Tazria can teach me both things, can teach me both of these halachos, that Yotzei Dofen is not Metame the mother with Tumas Leda, and that of Vlad Machui is Metame with Tumas Leda. Okay, so says more of Rabbi Shimon Maitame. Where does Rabbi Shimon learn that Yitzias of Vlad through a C-section is considered a Leda, that there is Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tara and Karban and everything else? So it's interesting, because the Gemara asked where the Rabbanan know that it's not. And now the Gemara is asking where Rabbi Shimon knows that it is. So which one is the default? Meaning there must have been an assumption going in that it is or it isn't. So from asking, my time the Rabbanan, it sounds like that the Svara is more like Rabbi Shimon, that it is considered a Leda. So it's difficult to understand why we would ask my time with Rabbi Shimon. That's why the Rashba and the Ritva say that Adrabba. The Pashtus is like the Rabbanan, that a Yotzei Dofen is not a Yalud, and the Gemara already knew what the reason of each one was. It just decided to write it in a lashon of kushya v'teretz, meaning we're not asking, we're just using a question as a way of introducing the limud for each one of them. So Rabbi Shimon, my time, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish explains because Amar Kra, the pasuk says by the parsha of Yoledes, teleid. It says in the keva teleid v'tmei shvuayim kinidasa. So we darshin l'rabos yotzei dofen that teleid comes to tell me that even a yotzei dofen is considered a real leida l'chal davar for the yemei tumah, for yemei tarah, for karbanos, for everything. V'rabbanan, why don't the Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with the word teleid? Haimi bayle, the rabbos tumtum v'androgynous. They use it to teach me the din of tumtum v'androgynous, that even if what she gave birth to was neither a vaday male nor a vaday female, the mother still has a din of yoledes. The salka tait chamina zachor nekeva ksiv. I might have thought that since after all the Torah says zachor nekeva, it says those Torah say yoledes la zachor ola nekeva, so zachor vaday nekeva v'adais v'lo tumtum v'androgynous, that it only includes something whose vaday is Zachara Vaday Nekeva, but not in Tumtum Androgynous. So Kamash Mulan, that's why it has to tell me with the word Teleid that even a Yoledes Tumtum Androgynous has the status of Tumas Leida. The Ritva writes that the Pasuk is really coming to be Marba Androgynous because Midar Raisa, there's no suffix what his din is, and it's clear how how long a Yoledes Androgynous is going to have Yimei Tumah. The Chum were just Mesupak what the Halacha was, and Misafik we say that it's a Zachar and a Keva, that you're Machmir both Zachar and a Keva. So Melu we know Tumtum is a Safik Midaraisa, so you would also be Yoshev Kazachar and a Keva. Meaning, since the Torah is telling me that there is something for, there is some din for androgynous, it has either the status of a Zachar or the status of a Keva, and we're just unsure which din it has, and therefore we treat it with both chumras. So Mela, that tells us what to do about Tumtum. Tumtum, the Torah doesn't tell us anything about, because Tumtum is not really a thing. Tumtum is just, we don't know, but it has a gender. You have to be Korea and figure out what the gender is, but in the meantime, we don't know what the gender is. It's our suffix, not that he, it is a male or a female. We just don't know what it is. So how we treat androgynous is an indicator to us of how we should treat Tumtum. So anyway, so that's what the pasuk is telling me with the word teleid, that even if the baby is in Tumtum or an androgynous, there's still Tumas Leida. For Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon who used the word teleid to tell me about a Yotzei Dofen, that's considered a Leida as well. How does he know that if a woman gives birth to a Tumtum androgynous, that she's going to have Tumas Leida? Nafkale miditani bar Levi'i. He derives it from where bar Levi'i derives it from. Ditani bar Levi'i, he teaches as follows, that the pasuk says when it comes to Yoledes, Lebain, that you bring carbon for having a son. Lebain mikal makom, and therefore we learn that means even if it's not a zachar vaday, it's any sort of ben. Lebas mikal makom, and it says you bring carbon for having given birth to a bas. Bas also means mikal makom, that any sort of bas. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who derived tumtum v'androgynous from the word teleid, what do they learn from lebain o lebas? The Rabban used that to tell me that a woman is chayav a separate korban for each child that she gives birth to, even if the second pregnancy began within the first 80 days from the first pregnancy, or the first 40 days for a boy of the first pregnancy. Meaning, woman has a baby and gets pregnant a few weeks later, so even so, she has to bring a carbon for the first baby and a separate carbon for the second baby. You might have thought that since the second pregnancy began before the chiyuv carbon of the first pregnancy had set in, so you might have thought that you can kill two birds with one stone, that you can, or one bird with two. So you can you can bring the carbon for both babies. So no, that's what it tells me, that you chayiv for each baby separately. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon who learns from the pasuk lebein lebas to tell me that in tumtum androgynous, how's he going to know that you chayiv separate carbonos for multiple pregnancies? Nafkele miditana tana kamed Rav Sheshes. He learns it from what the Tana taught in front of Rav Sheshes. Pasuk says zos toras hayoledes melamit shemaviya carbon echla vlados harbe zos toras hayoledes tells me that you bring a single carbon from many vlados if they're all born in simultaneously. So yachol tavi al gleda ve'al ziva ka'achas. You might think that you bring even one carbon even for being a yoledes and for being a zava. So we're not done with the brisa, but the Gemara interrupts for a second. What? You would think that you bring one carbon for being a yoledes and for being a zava? Eli yoledes ta'achla dam, v'yoledes ta'achla chelev, b'chad carbon tiskila. So what? If a yoledes eats dam or chelev, you would also only bring one carbon. There's such a thing? You could do two totally different inyanim, have two totally different chiyuvei carbon, and it's just going to be, you're going to knock it off with one carbon? No, there's no such havamina. Eli yachol tavi al leida shelefnei melos. Our case, that you might have thought that you could bring one carbon for baby number one, and that same carbon will cover baby number two, whose pregnancy started within the 40 or 80 days of baby number one. Our case, that's the Hava Amina. So Tamalomer, Zos. That's what we use the word Zos for. So again, we wanted to know, according to Rabbi Shimon, who uses Lebein Ulebas to teach Tumtum Vandroganus, how does he know that you're only going to bring, that you're going to be chayv multiple carbonos, even if the second pregnancy starts within the malos? So now we finally got to it at that point in the brisa, that's what we're saying, that you might have thought that you're chayv one carbon for that which is the flame malos, that which is lachar malos. That's why it says zos, that zos tarasa of the oledas, that is vlad echad, but you bring carbon echad. But shnei vlados, you cannot bring carbon echad, you have to bring shnei carbonos. The brisa also happened to mention that if there are multiple ledos that aren't just within the same, that don't just overlap the malos, but multiple ledos that happen before the end of 80 days, then for sure you're only going to bring one carbon, meaning if a woman has twins, or if a woman gets pregnant after giving birth to a baby girl, and then has a miscarriage within the 80 days, meaning the pregnancy not only began within the 80 days, but ended within the 80 days, then you taka only bring one carbon, right? Then you're definitely not going to have to bring a second carbon. It's only if the pregnancy be, it's only if the baby was born after the 80 days, even if the pregnancy began within the 80 days, that we're saying that you're going to bring two karbanos. For Rabbanan and the Rabbanan who learn this halacha from the pasuk of Leben Ulebas, what do they do with the word zos? Zos itzrich Leben Ulebas. The Rabbanan will tell you you need both drushos of zos and Leben Ulebas to tell me that if a baby is born in a way that it was conceived within the malos and born after the malos, then you have two karbanos. Because salka daitach amina, hani mili betray ibure, I might have thought that that's only when it comes to two separate pregnancies, that's when you bring two karbanos. Aval b'chad iburo kigon Yehuda v'chizke b'nei Rabbi Chia, emer b'chad karban sagila. But if a woman had one pregnancy, but the babies were just born a long time apart from each other, meaning a woman had one pregnancy, but baby number one was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and baby number two was born on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz 3 months later. So I might think in that case you bring one carbon because it was all the same pregnancy. So Kamash Milan. That's what it's telling me, Lebeinu Lebas, that even in that case you bring two carbonos. So not only if she becomes pregnant again after giving birth within the malos, and then gives birth after the malos, do you bring two carbonos? Even if it's the same pregnancy, it's just that the baby's born after the malos, you bring two carbonos. And again, this is assuming that this is possible. And they said that Chizkia and Yehuda, the two sons of Rabbi Chia, had this exact thing happen, that they were the product of such a pregnancy. So that's what we're assuming, that such a pregnancy could actually happen. Okay, now the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Shimon, a Yotzei Dofen has a din of a full-fledged Leda, full-fledged Vlad. As far as Tum and Tara, as far as the Chiyuv Karban, so Gemara is going to explain, yeah, that's as far as humans are concerned. But even Rabbi Shimon would agree that when it comes to animals, the Yotzei Dofen does not have the status of a Vlad. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mod Rabbi Shimon Bekodshim She'eno Kadosh, that an Ubar of a Behema that came out, Derech Dofen, that came out through a C-section, is not kosher for a Karban, and if you're Makdish, if you're makdish it, it doesn't have kedushas aguf. It only has kedushas mamon. It only has kedushas damin. My time. Well, what's the svar for Rabbi Shimon, or what's the source for Rabbi Shimon rather? Gamar leida leida mi bechar. He has a gzereshava of leida leida from bechar behema. That by kachim it says sharu kesef oeis ki valeid, and then you bring it miyamashmini v'hali. You bring it as a carbon once it's 8 days old. And by bechar it also says lashon leida. It says kol bechar asher yivaleid bebecharcha v'tzomcha zachar taktish. So mahasam, just like when it comes to bechar. Petarechem, only if it comes out derech rechem and not derech dofen does it have the status of a bechor afkan. So to buy any kachim, it's only petarechem. Only if it came out derech rechem is it going to have the status of kachim, but not if it comes out derech dofen. Only if it comes out derech rechem. The Aruch Lener says the girsa probably shouldn't be petarechem; it should be derech rechem because there's nothing to do by kachim. It doesn't have to be the petarechem; it doesn't have to be the first one out to be kachim. It just has to come out through the rechem. The ligmar leida leida me adam says gmar. Okay, but instead of learning a gzer shava of leida leida from bechar, why don't you learn a gzer shava between kachim and adam? Because it also says leida by adam. It says v'yolda zachar. So we should darshin ma hasim yotzei dofen. According to Rabbi Shimon, just like by adam a yotzei dofen is a leida, so afkan yotzei dofen. So here also yotzei dofen should be considered a leida. So mistavra mibuchar havleila melef shekein imo me imo. No, we think it makes more sense to learn from Bechar because it says the word imo by Bechar, and it says the word imo by kachim. By kachim it says sharu kesef oeis ki valeid vayeshivus yam tachas imo, and by Bechar it says shivus yam yaim. Imo b'yamashmina titnali. So you have the word imo by both, and therefore we're not going to learn kachim from a leida of an adam where it doesn't say imo. Says Gemara, adraba, may adam avleil melef. We should have derived the din of kachim from the din of adam. Why? Because shekin pashut mi pashut. Both the din of kachim applies, and the din of adam of leida of an adam of tumas leida apply whether it's a firstborn or not a firstborn. They could both be a pashut, as opposed to a bechar. It only applies when it's a firstborn. So elam bechar avleil melef. Now the reason why we link kachim to bechar is because it has so much in common with bechar. Shekein aim. First of all, they both have the word imo, like we said before. And behemas kachim, they both happen to be kadosh animals. Bechar is also brought on the mizbeach as a karban. Pigul, nosar, vitame, they're both subject to all the normal psulim that karbanos have of pigul, of nosar, and tame. Adam doesn't have any of those things. A human being cannot become pigul, nosar, and tame. Says Gemara, no, adraba, may Adam avalei the melef. Maybe we should have derived kachim from Adam because it has a whole bunch of things in common with Adam as well. Shekein, pashut, first of all, like we said before, both kachim and Adam apply to leidas Adam apply to even non-firstborns, and zachar, they're both talking about both apply to both male and female animals as opposed to bechar, which is only male animals, and kadosh. Both of them are not kadosh on their own, as opposed to bechar, which is just automatically kadosh, and bimatana, and by both of them, they're not given as a matana to a kohen, as opposed to a bechar, which is given as a matana to a kohen. So a bechar doesn't have any of these things in common with kachim, and Adam has all these things in common with kachim. Says where you're right, but hanach nefishin, when you tally up what kachim has, whether kachim has more in common with bechar or more in common with Adam, it has more things in common with bechar than it does with Adam. So therefore we choose to learn the din of kachim from the din of bechar and not from the din of Adam, and that's why kachim is only if it's yotzei derech rechem and not if it's yotzei derech dofen. Even though according to Rabbi Shimon, by Adam that's yotzei derech dofen, it's considered to be a real full-fledged leida. So now, says Gemara, the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan was that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that a human being who has a C-section, it's considered a real leida, it's not true by a korban. A korban is not going to be kadosh. So if an uber comes out derech dofen of the mother, it's not kosher lekarban. And even if you try to be makdish it as a karban, it's not going to have kedushas haguf. It's only going to have kedushas damim. So says Gemara, yeah, and that's exactly right. We could bring a raya to that. That Amar Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Huna Mishmei D'Rava Tanya D'Masayei Alei L'Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Again, what Rabbi Yochanan said was a chiddush within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that yotzei dofen is a leida for Adam, it is not for Kodshim, and therefore a Yotzi Dofen of a Behema is not eligible to be Kodshim. It's not eligible to be a Karban. Rabbi Yudah Omer Zos Taras Ha'ola Hi Ha'ola. And the Bryce is going to take us a while to show us how we know that Rabbi Shimon holds that way. The Bryce is going to take a pretty much the rest of the daf, but it goes as follows. That Zos Taras Ha'ola Hi Ha'ola Al Mokta Al Mizbeach, the Pasuk continues. So from the words Al Mokta, we learn that every Ola is that becomes puzzle, it, once it's on the mokar, it's loteved. You don't take it off of the fire of the mizbeach. So hare elu shlosha miutim. There are three miutim in this pasuk. That tell me that the din of an ola lo teired is only by an ola that was once kosher and not by some other type of ola that became pasul. Meaning there are certain types of psulim where even once it's ola, it will be teired. So a prat linishkta belayla as an ola that's shechted at night, vishenishpach dama, or the dam of the carbon spilled on the ground, vishiyatza dama chutz laklaim, or the dam was left outside of the mechitzos of the Azara. In those three cases, emolsa teve, that even if the carbonola was already brought on the Mizbeach, you bring it back down off of the Mizbeach. So typically speaking, once an ola is on the Mizbeach, emola lo teve. But in these three instances, emolsa teve, that once it goes up on the Mizbeach, it's so bad you would take it down from the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ola ein li ela ola ksheira. Rabbi Shimon says, from the word ola, I would only know that an ola ksheira does not get taken down from the mizbeach. Minayin l'rabel shenishcha b'layla v'shenishpach dama v'shiyat adama chutz l'klaim. How do I know that even those three that the Tanakhama just said are yered? Says Rabbi Shimon, how do I know that even those three you would leave on the mizbeach? You would not bring them down? And not only those three, v'halon, if the dam was not nizrak until after sunset, so the carbon becomes pasul with lina, v'hayotze, or the basar of the ola went outside of the azara before you did the zrikas dam, and then you brought it back into the azara, v'tamei, or the basar became tamei, v'nosar, or the basar ola was left over after the zman that it's ra'ui to be maktir, v'shenishchat chutz l'zmano, if you shechted the carbon having in mind to eat it beyond the zman that you're allowed to eat it, which would make it pigle, the chutz l'makomo, or you shechted al manas to eat the chutz l'makomo, v'shekiblu psulin, or the dam was caught by people who are apostle avoda, like by Bali Mumin, v'zarku es daman, and then the psulin zorek the dam on the mizbeach, v'anitan l'malosh and the son l'mata, karbonos, where the dam should have been put on the top part of the mizbeach, that instead were put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, v'anitan l'matosh and the son l'mayla, or karbonos that the dam should have been put on the bottom part of the mizbeach, that instead were put on the top part of the mizbeach, v'nisan b'chutz, or karbanos that you have to put the dam on the mizbeach ha'ola, which is outside of the heichal, shenasan b'fnim, that instead you put them on the mizbeach ha'ktores, which was inside the heichal, v'nisan b'fnim, shenasan b'chutz, or that which belongs on the mizbeach ha'ktores, and that instead you put on the mizbeach ha'ola on the outside, v'apesach v'achatos sheshachtan shelo l'shman, or karmach pesach or karmach chatos that you shechted shelo l'shma, you shechted l'shem another karban, which pesach and chatos are the only ones that would fit this category. Other karbanos that are shechted shelo l'shma is you would bring on the mizbeach even l'chachila. That's the very first sugya in Mesechta Zvachin, that it's only pesach and chatos that shelo l'shma is a psul. So minayin, how do I know that all of these psulim im olalo yeridu, that even though that once it's on the mizbeach you don't bring them down? This is all Rabbi Shimon. How do I know all of the Talmud Omer? Zos Torah Sa'ula Riba Torah Achas L'Kola Olan Shema Olu Lo Yardu. No matter what the kind of psul it has, all of these different psulim, once it's up on the Mizbeach, you don't bring it down from the Mizbeach. So Yachl Shani Marba, I might think, wow, everything that's up on the Mizbeach, you would not bring down. I might think even Esaroveya, Vahanirva, an animal that was engaged in bestiality, Vahamukta, an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah, Vahanevet, an animal that was actually used for Avodah Zarah, Vahesna, an animal that was used to pay a prostitute, Vahamechir, an animal that was exchanged for a dog, Vahaklayim, or an animal that was a mixed breed, Vahatrefa, Vyotze Dofen, an animal that was a trefa. Oh, and here it is, Vyotze Dofen, an animal that's a Yotze Dofen. I might think that it's kosher enough that you can leave it there. Tamalomer Zos. That's why it says Zos, to tell me you got to take it off of the Mizbeach. Umari Isal Rabbos Haseilu Lahotzi Haseilu. What made us decide which list of psulim were so puzzle that they have to come off of the Mizbeach, and which list of psulim aren't so puzzle that they have to come off of the Mizbeach that they can actually stay on the Mizbeach? Sa'acha Shariba Akosov Umiyeh Amarti Marba Anias Eilu Shaya Psulim Bakodesh. Were Marba those things that became puzzle after they're brought into the Azara, those stay on the Mizbeach. As opposed to those things that were puzzled even before they were brought into the Azara, those things they do not stay on the Mizbeach. But the bottom line is, Katani Mias, Yotze Dofen, Delo, that Yotze Dofen is not a carbon at all, you have to take it off of the Mizbeach. My love, Yotze Dofen to Kachim. So isn't this talking about a Yotze Dofen that you made into a carbon? And that's exactly the point that Rabbi Shimon was making, that even though a Yotze Dofen is considered a leda when it comes to human beings, an animal that has a Yotze Dofen cannot be a carbon. So much so that you'd rip it right down from the Mizbeach if it was brought on the Mizbeach. Okay, this conversation, Be'ez Hashem, will continue tomorrow with Amrav Huna.